This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
I never changed the shot on the video, so I bet I don't really care.
So we're all still ready.
And we're all still online. Well, hi again. It's hour three.
Hi.
It is a Tuesday night with the show in the studio with Clayton, Marnie, Al, Liquor. Oh, look, John brought in a bottle of Smirnoff. You really think that's the best idea, John? Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Are you going to drive her home? No. Still not a good idea.
That's like a
Anywho. Al is updating the Dr. Drew's Death Den board. I just gave him a new write-on wipe-off board, so he's got lots of writing through. It's very exciting. There's an eraser. You can use the eraser. It's a special night for us here at Q Talk America. We have opened up the doors. It's kind of an open house for us. So people are in Studio A, which we've now finished. So there's a couch and a fridge and cookies. The cookies aren't always going to be there, just so you know. Marnie's over there right now. I'm not sure what are you doing over
there? I hope this cake is always going to be here.
That's a lot of cake.
It is, and the frosting so far and the pretzels are amazing.
Is it?
Well, I'm kind of pigging out.
Not sure.
Remember those hormones.
This is the hour wherein we do the Death Watch. We have thoughtful vulgarity. We drink a little more. That you didn't spell that right. R-E-A-G-E-N. Thank you, Reagan. Nancy Reagan. R-E-A-G-E-N. There we go. My God. I buy you things and buy you things, and this is what I get. Or...
He loves it. He loves his
I know. He's enjoying it. And I got him new markers and everything. Very exciting. I feel like I should play some... Oh! Are we going to play the Death Watch? Close to playing Death Watch?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were back on the air.
We never left.
Oh, hi.
We never left.
No. My name is Al Perkins. I'm sometimes on the show. From time to time.
Really?
Hello.
Welcome out. Barney brought plates.
Well, of course I did.
Okay. It's, we're going to go into...
By the way, may what? I explain my cake?
Could you?
Well, it was supposed to be an Easter kind of cake, right?
Okay, I get the colors. You know, I can see it.
Okay, no.
No, it's white with colorful.
Kind of, right? It's white and kind of colorful.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing was that initially I was going to make this Eastery kind of cake because I thought I'd beat Katie June at that, right?
Oh, will Jesus pop out of it?
No.
I hope so.
No.
Then why is
Jesus
it an Easter cake?
I'm a little mad at you right now. Can I tell you why?
No,
because it's not a cave. Now, so anyway, I have these two things, but I made it in the shape of an 8. Isn't that weird?
Oh, I thought it was tits.
And I know, me too. Me too, initially. And
just taking a
and
picture.
And then I took pretzels because I didn't have what I wanted.
It's a bridge between two tits. That's the name of it, right?
I
see it.
Titibithia.
Now I can see it.
The bridge between. Anyway, so but it was supposed to be an X between the 8. Okay, so it started out
a lot
of symbolism.
No,
no hate. No eight.
I don't really like to work that hard.
All right, the whole point was that it was supposed to be a goddamn bunny.
Honestly.
And then all of a sudden this whole Prop 8 thing came up and I went, no! And it became a...
This is a prime example of why Joe Gigantic should never be a bartender for our show again.
You are so cute, Marnie.
Okay, we're going to get...
May I interject?
You better hurry.
All right.
Do you get it?
I do.
By the way, Joe Gigantic, you did well. Fuck Clayton McKee.
Right, we're gonna,
and I don't mean that.
We're
you
gonna move.
Should. I mean that.
I will now be shutting
I mean
your. I'm gonna be shutting right. your mic off now.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
We're gonna continue on with the Death Watch. Here we go.
It's Dr. Drew's Death Den. Woo! Who will die this week? Nobody knows, but we're gonna guess. Plucky old people,
Kitty.
Cancer people. We don't care. You might die.
Katie June. You get it?
This is the part where we're not political at all.
Okay.
Now, number one still on our death watch is Valerie Harper because she has brain cancer. And
we know that's coming.
TikTok, TikTok, Valerie. Somebody's got to win. All right. Ted Nugent with a bullet.
Thank you.
I decided to go all Billboard charts.
Oh, okay.
No, he's got a bullet this week. Because it's almost April 1st and he said dead or in prison.
He said dead or in prison.
So it's dead or butt fucked.
No, he actually said dead or
in prison.
No, I think he said dead or, yeah, prison, not Canada. He said dead or prison.
Oh, no, Canada was not on the table. Right. I'm thinking
up the, even know who Anne Murray
up
is.
The ass with the shiv in the shower. I'm going to go all Clue
oh,
on
Oh, a Clue on him?
Hugh Downs or anybody from the original cast of 2020 could die at any moment. Geraldo Rivera.
Didn't they just now?
You're not safe.
Geraldo Rivera.
John Stossel was also on that.
I mean, I didn't see
John
original.
Stossel.
Yeah, John Stossel.
Did Andy Rooney die already?
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Wait, time out.
Deader than Whitney
did?
Houston.
Andy
at this
Rooney?
Point.
Damn. I thought he just signed off.
No,
He did.
He did. And then 2 weeks later, he died.
All right. Now we're going to go with.
No. Oh, I didn't know.
Queen of England. And because we're friends, I call her Betty Windsor.
All right.
Don't you love that? I like to call her Betty Windsor. I think it just levels
that's
the playing field.
Funny.
And it helps me explain why she's got a bigger purse than I do.
Well, I think she's a cunt.
There's some kind of dance going on over there.
All right.
Or there may be a seizure.
Or they
love each
other.
Anybody check Joe's meds?
No.
Okay, Bob Barker.
Any day now.
Only when the price is right.
Oh.
Oh, well
I know.
Played.
Cheap puns. I've decided to combine Nancy Reagan or Barbara Bush.
Good.
I've decided to put the pearls with the titless wonder. Because we have a new entrant.
All right.
Chevy Chase, Karma.
Yeah.
All right, based on Karma.
Bad Karma. O.J. Simpson.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the nice in front of his home with a dog barking.
I hope so.
Oh, our new entry.
Karen Black
joins
our club. Yeah. And you're going to spend all week watching Karen Black movies. And all.
I need someone to help me with the Karen Black.
You know what she did?
It's called Google.
She interjected.
No, bitch. It's called Explain It to Me.
Karen Black.
I was out of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, and now
no,
she's.
No, I get that. But yeah. I was outside of here. So tell me.
What? Why
you
she's
explained
dying?
It to them.
She has pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
And she's raising money online because she's out of funds. So now she's trying to get all the fans
that
of her 70s movies. To
she was in airport. In airport or airplane?
She's
airport.
I want to say she's in the original airport.
Right.
She,
not,
airplane is a parody
you
of all the
no
airport
proof.
Movies.
I'm going to look it up.
I do.
Airport.
Right.
You're right.
Airport. But I think it's the original airport, not 75, 77, or 79.
77 was airplane.
Okay.
No, airplane is a parody of
totally
all the...
No, I understand
separate.
That.
All the airport movies were called airport. None of them were ever called
that.
Airplane.
I understand that. I thought you were talking about airplane when
oh,
you said that.
So did she.
Got
but
it. All right.
Thank you.
We covered that while you were out of the room, too. Luckily, I'm the only person that stays here for the whole show.
By the way, you're a little bit...
Kind of.
What?
And then Taylor Swift will always be number
10. Number 10. An homage to my mom until Taylor Swift
poor
is dead.
Poor trailer.
There are a
she's
lot of
a
other
cunt.
Articles going on, though. And I know that we can't really add Lindsay Lohan because it's not totally fair.
Why?
But she's like boozing again pretty
Come
heavy.
On. How can we not add
another
Lindsay
one is
Lohan.
Dr. Drew's just in 10.5.
No, but another... I mean, time out. Katie, why can't we add Lindsay
Lohan? Well,
because
she's kind of a gimme.
Well,
no,
that's,
please.
I get that.
Yeah.
No, but I call bullshit.
No.
She's been...
I will give you...
Right.
We're going to make 10.5 Lindsay Lohan Andy
Can't she
Dick.
Be like...
Oh, wait. A half?
And actually, I was going to go Lindsay... I was going to go like just... I think you could just call it Disney Darlings because I was actually going to go Lindsay Lohan Amanda Bynes.
Ooh, nice.
Who
all
just
she
got,
did was just like her face.
She got her face all tattooed up. And
yeah.
She is not looking cute.
Well, she's a fucking wreck.
Or anyone from the cast of American Pie.
Perfect.
Well, come in
so
here and hug me.
So realistically, we're talking Lindsay Lohan.
I like Disney Darlings.
Yeah.
Is
Tara Reid or
it's a DD, so we may
Amanda
if
Bynes.
Dr. Drew sues us, we can go with because
Disney
will never sue us. Will they? Never know.
I like the Disney Darlings Death Watch.
I like that too.
Maybe we should have two lists. You could split that board in two. We could have the regular
Honest
people.
Honest to
and
God,
the
I
Disney
think you
Darlings.
Could have all Disney people that may or may not die soon.
Seriously,
now, we can always
I'm not
say
disagree.
If anybody tries to sue us, that Disney Darling is just a relative from Peter Pan.
Perfect. It sounds good
Wendy
to me.
Darling.
Figure it out. There you go.
There
you
have it.
There's that.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Okay, so there's the Death Watch. We are in hour three. It's a little bit after nine. What happened to your hands? What happened?
No, they're clean. They're clean. They're clean. They're clean.
You have sandy hands, and that sticks to the board. Thank. See. What? Oh, and the other thing is, give me that back. Give me that eraser.
Give me.
Let me show you something.
Oh, I know where they go. We use these at the restaurant.
I think this works. Does it turn it? Wait. I don't know if those fit or not. Do they not fit?
I don't really
if
want
you
to
shove
talk
it
about
in.
This. I don't want to talk about about it.
If you interject them at this angle and then angle. Just force it till she
hey,
screams.
Hey, by the way, okay. While you vulgar people speak of that, I would like to say thanks to the people over in our peanut gallery.
Oh, they've stayed a long time.
They have. And they really I have. Would like to say L'chaim.
Yo.
And thank
She'd
you.
Like to interject.
Oh, I don't know him.
Who's I'm
him?
Interjecting.
Who do you not know?
Oh, he's
James?
The Hubs.
Is that right, James?
No, he was sitting over
oh,
in the
boyfriend.
Chair.
He's the boyfriend.
By the way, he probably has a name.
He's a boyfriend.
Buddy has a name.
Buddy's boyfriend.
No, it's not Buddy's boyfriend.
Oh, he needs
it's
a boyfriend.
Not Buddy's
needs
boyfriend.
Needs a boyfriend.
Oh, so,
okay.
So do I. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm going to play a little game. I'm quiet.
First of all, you've alluded.
I like puppies and long walks.
No, you don't.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
You said puppies, and that's a goddamn lie.
I like pictures of puppies.
No, you don't. That's still a goddamn lie.
But the long walk, he likes walking.
Well, you might like walking.
I do. To refrigerators, fine. Cupboards.
May I just interject?
May I just interject?
You're
interject.
A liar.
Airport. She was in airport in 1975.
Okay, you were
That's
you were
the original.
Correct.
And
the original.
I want to also tell you, this bitch has had a long and seemingly lucrative career.
And an Oscar nomination,
I'm not
if not two.
Totally sure why she's so broke.
Who?
She's been Karen Black. She has literally been engaged in television and movies from since 1959.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman is, she's not like moderately famous. Like, she's hugely famous.
Yeah. How like, would I know her, Katie June?
Through 2000, the last thing that she was doing was in pre-production. I mean, like, she's
Katie June,
working.
How do I know her?
I'm going to find out.
You gotta just IMDb and find a movie. But Burnt Offerings is her big horror movie thing from the late. It's Betty one of Betty Davis's last okay. movies. It's
You've
a horror
her.
Movie with
You've
Oliver
lost
Reed.
You've me? Lost her.
Are you talking
yeah.
about me?
Yeah, because
no.
he yelled IMDb and movies at you.
No, I get
but
the
I just
IMDb.
Tell you,
if, I just...
If you'd like to catch
busy.
Up, yeah. If you'd like to catch up on why I love Karen Black.
I seriously thought Karen Black was the person that played Karen Carpenter. I'm not joking.
I don't know who that is.
When I was in there and I heard the whole Karen Black, blah, 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 I was like, that's who played Karen Carpenter.
But Karen Black,
lied.
Burnt Offerings, one of Betty Davis's last movies. It's one of the best horror movies going. I think 77, 78, somewhere in there.
Five Easy Pieces.
That's her
also,
big movie with Jack
family
Nicholson.
Family Plot, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yep. And she had
Nashville.
She fantastic. But Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean. If you can't find it on DVD,
wasn't Sharon that?
Yes, I have a bootleg copy of that at home. She was on Broadway in it with Selma Diamond and Cher, and she plays. Well, I can't tell you what she plays because it
looks like a lot of some big B films.
She is. But Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean. As a young gay person, it was one of the most meaningful movies of my childhood. I love that movie.
Okay, all right.
Why are you now, so mad? Why you gotta be so mad?
Why don't you just shut up for a fucking minute and I'll tell you.
Me?
It's my time. My show. I have a present for all of you.
Oh, okay.
And now that we're done talking about dead people and entertainment and political shit,
stop
really,
talking.
Al? You gonna interject?
It's from here. It's from
what?
Here. I just want to say that if they die on stage, you do get extra points.
Oh.
If
Who said that? Who said that?
That is from
now, Ed Asner was just
Tyler.
Pulled off stage.
He was
so
pulled
we were
off
close.
Stage. Very
we were
close.
Yes.
But,
we're close.
And Harrison
Damn
will have to help me because one of our favorite Hollywood
I
deaths
love Harrison.
Is Danny Aiello from Do the Right Thing and Moonstruck.
Right, right.
And he actually
yes.
did Ooh. Die on stage.
Good.
I remember hearing that, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
I miss Harrison.
Oh, Mark's coming over. Is he here?
Mark Martinez?
Yes, he's come to.
What, he get done with the news?
Yeah, he's just off on Tuesdays. Go
he's
ahead.
He's off on Tuesdays.
Well, I didn't know if right. Linda might not be able to read.
So, glad we're not sponsored by Fox 10 either. Okay, so, I don't know if any of you pay attention to any of Buddy Early's postings on Facebook, but recently,
I love Buddy
he's
Early.
Posted something about, he
he's
posted
a
about
whore.
A friend of his who needed something that he saw on TV. He saw something called the Wax Vac. You know about the Wax Vac? Do you
no,
know about the Wax
no,
Vac?
I love nothing. Buddy's post.
Okay, the Wax Vac is something, and apparently it's on late night television. They're on advertisements. It's a little vacuum for your ear to help suck water out of your ear. And apparently,
yes.
Apparently,
I need this desperately.
I want it.
Apparently, it's supposed to also help with wax removal. Now, I haven't figured out the wax removal part of this program. Now, the odd thing about this is, oddly, my entire life, I've always, you know about ear candles, right? Where you, that yeah. you
I'm
do
scared
that.
Of those.
Don't be scared.
Don't
they're,
be scared,
fantastic.
But they don't do what they
By
advertise.
By the way, I'm totally scared of them
but they're
as well.
They're fantastic.
You?
Oddly, my grandfather, many, many, many years ago, I mean, I've been here 20 years, so we're talking 25 years ago. I had it done once, and I told him how wonderful it was. I took him and had it done to him, and then he could hear he could hear my grandmother
what?
Without looking at her anymore.
Yes.
Like, he could hear, like, your grandma was behind him, he could hear again. It was that big of a deal. So I always thought what I needed was some sort of a device that was a very low, like just below atmospheric pressure to draw that out of your ear without hurting your eardrum, obviously.
But you need to soften it first, which the right. ear candle does.
Richard, right, because it heats it up. Now, this ear vat came out and they were joking about it. Well, I was just intrigued enough to buy it.
Okay.
So I bought it. So
yeah.
So here it is.
Yes.
It's a little, it's got little tips on it that go in your ear. It's a little vacuum.
Oh my God.
It's a reverse suction. So it does great for water removal from your ear. It does great.
Which
great.
Is part one Kendall, of the problem.
What are you doing, Katie?
I'm sorry, excuse me.
By the way, do whatever you need.
I have wax backs.
No, you did it!
I have wax backs for everybody, and I have batteries for everybody.
Yes. I'll take the batteries,
there's
please.
Two.
Oh, there's no D's?
Fuck you.
Katie,
had two of those to Katie.
Do you want us to do this live on air right
I want
now?
You to open them up.
I'm yes. Katie.
No, because it's so gross. My, yeah. my ears
no,
are
it's
so
not,
gross.
It's like,
oh,
no,
I don't care. I'm not, telling you no, right now. No, no. I'm so goddamn excited.
And it's not going to do what you... What,
By the way, I love Q-tips.
It doesn't do what you think it's going to do. But,
no,
what,
but
I want you to at least experience. So go ahead and open
wait.
It.
Okay, I will.
I also love Q-tips.
Is it Q-tip-ish?
No. Just open the box, Marnie. Follow
By the way,
along.
Don't get mad at
Follow
me.
Follow along.
Don't get mad at
open
me.
Open your box.
Oh, don't be a little bitch.
Have you ever heard that before? Open your box?
Never.
Okay, by the way, I want you to leave that alone.
open it. Okay.
Mine didn't come with tips.
No. Yours didn't?
I'm a little
yes, it is right
uncomfortable.
There.
I found your
tip.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
I can't.
Just the tip.
I can't.
I have found that if you extend the tip, it's better.
This is crazy.
You're a whore.
I like to pull back the foreskin before I find the tip.
I'd like us to all stop talking.
So put in your batteries, which I never thought I'd say on this show.
That I have heard a number of times.
That was just yesterday.
Man, your suction.
Well, so you put your batteries in.
Now this is the part where I call you and tell you,
how do you put the
batteries
my
batteries
in?
Don't work.
Okay, let
this
me have
is
yours.
Like a...
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, and then they go in. There's an example of how they go in.
Wait,
no,
I, which
there's
way?
There's a brush in
no,
there.
No, just,
blue things
just grab
and
it,
green
any,
things.
Grab
I never
any,
know. Is it like... Here,
that's how they go in.
Okay.
So, and then you show Marnie how they go in.
Oh!
And then part two is you.
Marnie, that's what you're looking for.
There you go.
Marnie.
Want me to help you, girl?
That's what you're looking for.
I think y'all need to shut the fuck up.
Okay, clearly, mine work.
No, wait. Okay, so now you put any... What? The tips are all the same size, so you just put one of them on.
Make it all stop.
It's going to be filthy.
No,
filthy,
it's not. It, no, it's, it doesn't do... It doesn't,
oh, no, my ears are filthy.
No, I'm saying is it doesn't do what... I'm not sold on it yet. I'm supposed to give performance criteria back
so
to...
So it goes what way? And
oh,
what
and it also
way?
Has... Which I don't know why. It has a light on this end. I don't get this.
That's so if a friend
it's
helps
It's got
you.
A light.
Which way, Katie June?
All right, girl. Let me see. All
right. I'm going one
why
up.
Why am I sticking something electric in my ear?
No. So the idea is...
One up?
No.
There you go.
The idea is... No, for water, it'll suck water right
one
out.
Down?
And help your ear dries. But it's supposed to help remove wax, and I'm not sold on that part yet.
One this way, one this way.
You have to soften it first, and that's the earwax candle. All it does is it softens the wax, so that eventually it'll work its way out.
Right, which I'm all on board.
There was a big
one done.
There was a big school of thought that the earwax candles were removing earwax, but that's not what they do. They just soften it
very sexual.
To make it come out later, so they're safe. Because there's a lot
this
of people who like them.
I love them. I love them. So
what's happening?
So you put it to it. But the bigger thing is
all
like
right,
when you
I'm
get
ready.
Out when you get out of the shower.
By the way, the bigger thing, nothing has happened.
Put a.
Don't.
What
get
happened?
Mad
did
at
you
me.
Put the batteries in wrong?
Douche.
No,
put the
works.
Batteries in wrong.
This works.
Put the batteries.
This is not a douche machine. This is for your ears.
Hand it over.
Did you?
She said it was put in.
No, it's working.
It's fine. Okay, put a tip on the. Put a tip on. This is probably
I'm
not going to go anyhow like I want
it
to go.
What did I do wrong?
Okay.
No. So you turn it on for suction. Now, if you just get out of the shower or get out of the pool, It's just a very tiny, tiny vacuum.
Okay.
And it, so it goes along with me loving vacuums.
Like, yeah, no, I also love vacuums.
Right. So the deal is, if you get out of the shower, if you get out of the shower and you have water in your ear, it'll just suck the water right out of here without putting the Q-tip in.
How about the pool?
Yeah, mine is pool.
Because
I'm swimming now.
Any water that goes in your ears, these will work.
Oh, I can't wait to have this at
the wrong page.
No, just listen. Where's your tip? Get your tip, Marnie. Where's your little thing of tips? Right there in front of you.
Marnie.
In front of you.
Get your tip out.
Oh, my God.
I've lost complete control.
You definitely have. At least of Marnie.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor little delicate.
Grab a tip.
I'm going to grab it. I'm going to grab the
now
tip.
Now, put your hand on the shaft, and then get the tip with this hand and shove
that
it over there.
That was in 1992.
Just
a
tip. Okay, I can feel it.
I can feel it. That was only in 1992.
You can hear it. You can hear the
I
vacuum
gave it up
in your
for
ear.
Length.
You can kind of feel it then.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm into it.
If there's water.
It feels good.
I want you all to take these home and use them, and then I want to report back next week.
I'm going
to
go jump in her pool.
Yes.
No, I'm serious.
I'm a little uncomfortable with what I'm supposed to report. Could you send me an email?
Yeah.
Listen,
I love cleaning out my ears. I think it feels awesome, and I'm pretty sure
I agree.
About to be
right
up there.
Yeah.
So, but what
3 days before the death and eventual resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus H. Christ. I have to tell you that I have an earwax problem, so I am really looking forward to making this happen.
I guess in the instructions it tells you other ways to loosen the wax to help you enhance it.
She may be drunk. No,
may or may not.
I'm going to tell you.
I was just answering your question.
I'm going to tell you tomorrow when the show is posted on YouTube. I'm going to encourage you to watch it back, and then we will confirm that you have interjected drunk into this show. Just going to let you know that.
Drink.
Studio audience.
With the studio audience, they can see.
Usually there's moonshine or a mean-spirited blender. This time it's a skinny white boy that's putting you under the bus. Oh, I wouldn't run that empty.
Why do you fucking care?
I wouldn't fuck her dry.
It's my
just want to warn you about the smoke that's going to come out.
I said that just last week.
I wonder what this little brush is about in here.
That's to brush the earwax off your tip.
But I haven't read all the instructions. I just
thank you for making me put something in my ear that you have not read all the instructions. Stick this inside you. I'm going to read the instructions later.
But I would never.
He said just the tip.
I'm pretty sure that same scenario has been played out with you before.
I think
you were not that upset.
Fool me 6,000 times.
To us,
still your phone.
Would you like to
you people?
Would you like to go back to you reading a map
what
in L.A.?
Is she on?
Not ours.
Totally sure.
Not ours.
When you listen back, and I say I'm sure this is why no one listens to you people. It's because of you people.
Marnie will be guest starring on the Joe and Babe show next week. Please sure to tune in next Saturday.
Oh, we've got a new one, Marcia.
When Clayton
we're
going
to call you Marcia Lohan. It's from the chat room.
Well, I'm damn near dead.
I'm just quoting.
Who quoted?
Who cares?
It's your buddy Tyler.
It's funny.
I love him.
I know.
I do too.
I knew if I blamed Tyler, you'd forgive him.
So I don't give a shit.
So I will wrap up by that saying is I want you all to go home, read the instructions. You've got fresh batteries.
Now,
by the way,
figure it out.
I accidentally may have drank too much.
It's okay.
Shut up, Al. I accidentally...
I'm just trying to be a co-conspirator. Now, I'm going to go with Samantha on Sex and the City. Is it okay if I mount this? Like, where else may I find wax?
You may have to get the larger version.
Thank you.
They
please.
sell.
Because I looked at that tip and I thought, no.
No.
Mama doesn't get out of bed for something
It's ripped
small.
For your pleasure, but not that much pleasure.
Exactly. Oh, Marnie.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to have to shut that off.
Oh, sorry.
Sexy, but comfortable clothes are just like ribbed for her pleasure. They don't exist.
Okay.
It just kind of made me feel good.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
It made me happy.
That's from Cougar Town this week. It's called On Demand. You just push the button.
Yeah.
It's also on your DVR at home.
It's the same on your vibrator.
Your
On Demand.
Vibrator.
There's that. Okay.
I am not her mother. Tyler just said I was your mother.
What?
I am not that old.
Are you Tyler? Oh, bitch.
Oh,
I know.
I think we're going to start our...
Here's the whole deal. Thank you, Tyler.
I think we're going to start our final...
Because I feel the same
our
way.
Our final segment of the show just a trifle early as we are here again. It's a Tuesday night. It's the show on Q Talk America. Have we been on all day?
I think so.
It feels like
it does feel like it.
It feels like forever. I don't know why.
Jesus, you people talk too much.
There's so many things.
I'm going to own that one.
So many things going through my head right now.
Joe?
No. Okay, let's go into to this. We'll be back in just a second with a wonderful and I'm sure insightful version of Thoughtful Vulgarity right here on Cue Talk America.
Seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
And now something special from your friends at Cue Talk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at Cue Talk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our Cue Talk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/Cue Talk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code Cue Talk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at Cue Talk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com.
Like, should I say something?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity. You know how well it goes at a cocktail party or anytime you're in front of a glass full of people you've never met before and an important topic comes up about
You know what I didn't do? I didn't play the opening.
I know, and I'm trying to fake it.
Okay, sorry.
We can play it now.
You want me to do it now? Let's do this.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served.
It's harder when you're like...
Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
I mean,
you can't sell that with that. Whatever. Okay, Alfred.
Good luck. All right.
What? Just because of this situation, what would you? What that you do all the time, like guilty pleasure, something that you do. But what would you do differently if you knew, like, people were watching you through a glass, like you were on, like,
that's really private,
Big Brother. Like, what would you do differently?
Of a guilty pleasure?
And anything that you do, like, when you think you're all alone. But what, like, if you knew that somebody had a can't, like, if you were in, like, a real
this
Big Brother.
Feeling, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm behind the couch.
But, you know, I honestly feel now that somebody is watching my house 24 hours a day.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean, not really.
No, they are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And somebody's going, God, he's doing a lot of improvements.
Yeah. Because they're going to go from robbing me to trying to marry me. Like, she must have money.
There's that.
You're a whore.
God. A little bit.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just walked in.
Okay, so what do you do at home when you're by yourself? Like, what's your little guilty pleasure that you do because you think no one's watching? If all of a sudden there was, like, a couch full of people watching you through a window, like...
Like, now. For example. Well, I am naked a lot at
really?
Home.
Really?
But yeah. I don't think you would change the nakedness because people
are
watching.
I might not because I had roommates once and I was naked in front of them also.
I think she's pretty comfortable with her body.
Yeah, I was super naked in front of my roommates.
Everything is like a Jewish thing.
People in Nantucket are comfortable with her body.
No, I'm not kidding.
That's because of the burning and itching. It's not because of the way her body looks.
No, but most people in Nantucket. Uh-huh. And Flagstaff, too. Just like around generally northern Arizona.
Snowy areas.
Hey, by the way, you mean the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
But God bless you, Katie June. Now, I honestly, there's nothing in front of people. I would never be naked.
No, but there's gotta be.
Oh my God!
There's gotta be something that you do at home that you'd be
horrifying.
Like, that I'm gonna like. I would not do that.
What? Oh, in front of people?
Because you know how you like you think you're alone, and then somebody, especially if you've had roommates,
I'm alone now.
Yeah, Tiffany doesn't have to be around. But you know what I mean? Like, what would you? What's the one thing that you're like? Oh,
well,
if somebody saw me doing this.
Here's my thing, and I'm not. I will never cover this kind of shit up. Like, I just talk to myself. Like, I always talk to myself.
I think I do that too.
I mean, truly, mainly because like I have my dogs and cats and whatever, and I'm like, you go over there, you go over there, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, somebody might think, and I'm thinking, oh, you're talking to yourself. But I do that, and I've done that for years, so I don't know of anything.
But would you be self conscious of it if you knew that somebody was like sitting there watching you talk to yourself?
No, I think it actually would make me feel better. Like, I'm not kidding.
Because you'd pretend that they were part of the conversation.
I'm like, well, thank God someone else might be thinking what I'm thinking. Yeah, right?
But you like, usually iron the shirt. That's my fear, is if I ever go naked anywhere, I'm like, you should iron that.
Love it.
Or shave it. I'm not sure.
Have you thought about eyeliner?
Right. Harrison says she wouldn't dance in her kitchen quite as much.
Oh my God. Tell that bitch to get out of my head.
Bitch,
I'm not talking
get out
to her.
Of your head.
I am not talking to her anymore.
No one else can hear you.
I would do a lot of things at my house if people were watching. Like, a lot of things.
Did you say if people weren't?
If people were watching. Like, there's not a whole lot of things.
Were
like,
or were not?
If they were.
Okay.
If they were. Like, I would still.
I would dance.
I would sing. I would
act a
fool.
I need a cocktail, par four.
I think maybe, and I'm just going to put it out there, self-love, perhaps.
Oh,
yeah. Is something that I would probably not be doing were there an audience.
Woo! All right.
Like,
swing
an
and a miss.
Or at least pull the covers up to the waist.
I would say, like, over my face entirely, probably.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, with Kelly around, super. That's an audience that I want on board. But, like, these guys, no thanks. I like you guys.
Hey,
Joe's still here.
Yeah. Oh, no. He brought you a cup of something.
Oh, I like that, Joe.
Yeah, she can't even find it.
Seriously?
It's tasty.
It's crudité.
A little bitch brought me food.
I'll eat that
if
you're not
good.
Going to.
This fat motherfucker doesn't want food.
Vegetables, baby.
Fine. Eat the vegetables.
I love them.
Somebody doesn't bring me food, I'm going to feel I don't get paid.
All right.
What the hell? What's a whole lot of dough with this boy? I'm going to have to.
But I don't. Other than that, I think I would do most everything.
When she leaves, lock that door.
I would act like a silly bitch. I would do anything.
Okay, Clayton,
for a dollar.
Is that the question? I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
And you got shit to pay for.
And I make change.
You don't have a TV or a computer.
I can turn on a dime or get you off on a dime. I don't do a lot of things around the house. I mean, Buddy Early actually made a comment many, many years ago when Phaedra moved in with me. This is now 8-9 years ago. Really missed your mouth. Wow, Al. Would you like? Do you have it here?
Just wipe it off.
Would you like a Sammy hand?
Did anybody get his name?
Here.
You're
gonna need that. My God.
It was a drive-by pearl necklace.
Not even. Anywho. Before Phaedra moved in with me, I made some announcement on either MySpace at the time or Facebook if it was in its infancy.
Yeah.
I forgot. And Buddy Early made a comment, well, that's less naked time for you. And I never thought about it like that because I lived alone for so long.
Oh my God, are you naked too?
In the morning and you get up and you walk through the house like you're just trying to wake up and you go to the kitchen for water or whatever. I never thought about it. And then all of a sudden there's another person in my house and I'm like, oh, clearly, I have to be considerate of them because I want to scare them.
Yeah.
Of course, I was thinner when Phaedra lived with me, so maybe it wouldn't have been quite as scary. But I do find, and Michael Booty has walked in on me like this, and Carlton too. I will come home and just, I'll feel free and I'll get in the recliner and watch CNN. I'm out. And they come home at 5 in the morning.
You did it with a house full of guests. Were you naked?
Right. Like, I'll go home. Like, nobody's at my house.
Yeah.
Because now that Carlton lives with me and Michael has keys.
Oh, so you take up all the clothes and
right.
get in the recliner.
So, like, yeah. I'll get in the recliner. I'll
note to self, don't sit in the recliner.
And I'll... and I'll literally, like, I'll turn on the news because I think
it's... Because he's interjected in the recliner. I wanted a drink, yeah.
Drink.
And I'll think that it's a good idea to watch, you know, CNN or the headline news
at
or whatever.
At least you have CNN on and not, like, adult NN.
Oh, no.
The AVN.
No. There's never any of that. No, it's always, I think if I'm half in the bag when I come up from the bar that I want to get, you know, let's catch up on world headlines.
Naked.
Right. And I'll have, like, my burrito from the Taco Ridge Taco yes. Truck.
Oh, you're eating burritos naked?
In your lap. Oh, naked burrito on the recliner.
That's sauce in places no one wants sauce.
So, to answer your question.
Or they do.
If Cameron. Cameras were on me, less burritos and less CNN.
due to the secondary condition I'm in my nude.
Oh,
and I say it all the time for fans of Arrested Development. I'm not a
never nude. Right.
I do not wear the cutoffs in the shower.
Shorty shorts.
But I'm very rarely naked anywhere.
Even, like, by yourself in
your
own house.
I have a bathrobe, and I wear the bathrobe from the I call it the dressing room now, the room where I get dressed.
Even... Completely by yourself.
I don't get, like, when people walk around with their shirts off, I don't understand what we're doing. Like, I always want to ask, like, I want a panel discussion of, like, why is your shirt off? Like,
I have to tell you,
some
whole family.
Some people just deserve to have, like, their shirts off.
Right, and even people that have really nice bodies, I always want to tell them, like, you can put your shirt on. Though.
When,
like,
we get out of the shower, and by we, I mean, like, Palmer and I give her some no diaper time, right, clearing up the booty, and we both do it. Like, and I'm just a naked, like, I was completely
nude. Mommy needs clearing up the booty time, too.
This morning, I was, like, making eggs, I'm naked, Palmer's running around, and I didn't put on a robe until I saw my mother pull up to the driveway.
Until I saw my mother at the breakfast table waiting for her eggs. What the fuck?
My mom pulled it, and I'm like, oh, I guess I better put a robe, but it's very, like, nonchalant. I'm like, oh, I should put a robe
Huevos
on now.
Huevos rancheros! Oh, my God.
La, la.
Yeah. I'm just not a shirt off kind of person. I just never understood.
I love it.
And I know that guys do it all the time. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't need a shirt. I'm a guy. I never.
I don't need a shirt, and I'm not a guy.
I pee sitting down, and I believe I should always have a shirt on. Two things I believe.
Firmly.
Right.
You stand by them.
And it's just laziness. I really don't have any objection to the urine cakes, but I can't be bothered to stand up for that long. That's 30 seconds I can take a little time to myself.
30 seconds?
Are you?
A minute and a half.
I'll say the water sometimes gets cold.
The prostate's getting bigger, let's not lie. But Harrison, two what? Women, one mind.
What?
I seriously, now the singing, because I sing constantly, everybody knows that the only time I stop talking is to start singing. And it's really the only two things I do with my mouth. But the thing that I would definitely stop doing is my interpretive dance all through my house, because it goes room for room. And sometimes I am moved and put on entire drag shows for my couch.
Oh.
Do really... people know?
No, that's
now,
the whole point too.
Now.
The fact that, but if somebody was, if they, like, if somebody opened those shutters and they knew that I was doing.
I tell you, I'd break in just for that.
I would do the entire Madam Butterfly, and I play all three parts, the man, the woman, and the opera singer. I'm talking Malcolm McLaren's Madam Butterfly.
Uh-huh. I will sometimes put on, like, and this is, like, the most weird random song, but I will sometimes put on Joan Osborne.
If God Was One of Us.
And
you ride a bus.
And it's actually not If God Was One of Us. It's one of her other songs, and, like, Dance Around My House. Like, I'm an actual lyrical, like, trained dancer. And I probably wouldn't do that.
I bet Palmer's going,
it's
what
pretty,
the fuck is wrong with Mom?
It is embarrassing. Like, I've got my arms out, and I'm, like, really, like, feeling like I'm a dancer. I probably wouldn't do that.
Oh, and Heather, I get, like, every, like, the shirt off thing is only for me. I just don't, it's.
No, I do that at home, too. I have a polo, like a little wrap. I walk around the house, and it's, if it's just Carlton, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even if the postman rings twice, I am not going to go to that door in anything less than a full body with a high collar.
Shoulder pads, my hair done.
I'm,
like,
the weird neighbor that most of my neighbors hate. Like, I'm the weird lady. Because I will take the trash out when it's way out at the end. If it's, like, at not. Not in the, you know, not at the morning when everyone's getting their paper, but if I just have, like, a t-shirt on that's a little bit long and nothing else, like, I'll pull it down and run out there.
Oh,
and
my.
Throw
the, really?
No, no, yeah. I feel, or even, like, if I'm just wearing underwear, my mind goes to, It's just like a bikini.
Right, no. And I will, like, in my t-shirt and underwear, which I'm normally in 99% of my day.
I've never worn a bikini taking out the trash. I just want people to know that right now.
I'd like to throw that out there. But in t-shirt and underwear, I'll go with the mail. I'll put the recycle out. Because I'm
covered.
But
your underwear...
Naked from the waist...
Boxers?
Yeah. Naked from the waist down, I have no problem with. Yeah. I could give a shit who sees my ass. It's just...
Bye!
It's the I don't understand the shirt off thing.
Okay.
But it might be because I was raised with all girls. Like,
but you could be you could.
So
have,
I just
you,
don't
okay.
get it.
Could you get home from okay? So Clayton goes home fully nude, eating a burrito in the recliner. Could you go home and actually like
so much
take off all bottom and just have on a t-shirt and sit in the recliner and be naked from the waist down?
Yeah. But I'll always have a shirt on.
Note to self, don't sit on the love seat anymore. Yeah.
Oh, so they came over, and because they've been replacing windows, they've been putting in bars and all this stuff. There's been all these people at my house. And yesterday, I knew I had to stay up for like 36 hours, and I had it positioned so I could crash on the couch. Like,
yes,
I knew I was going to make it through the door, get to the couch, and fall asleep.
No,
like, there was
I
no hope.
That.
There was no hope of getting to the bedroom. I was biting my tongue. I was falling asleep in the car to get home
it's
from
so
being awake for 36
hard.
Hours. Well, today, in the sober light of day, I made coffee. I was up at 8 a.m. I'd been asleep for... I had a nice night of sleep. Very charming. And the guy's coming in, and I'm like, oh, my God, that looks like a sick bed. I've got, like, a thing of peanuts, a glass of water, a pillow, and an Afghan on the couch. I'm like, this looks like I'm harboring a dying person. So I, like, quickly cleaned it up. And he's like, oh, your house is very nice. I'm like, well, 5 minutes ago, it looked like I was...
Totally different house.
I was a hospice.
And Hugh Downs was going to come over.
Hugh Downs, any of the titless wonder first ladies. It was hysterical. But you know what? Like, when you've had enough sleep and you're rested and you finally, like, take a look at all that's around you after you've been bleary-eyed and exhausted and just struggling through your week, and you're like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I leave clothes everywhere. Or, mm-hmm. oh, my God, I haven't washed the dishes in, like, 7 days.
Yeah. And I also have a brother. My brother moved into town or next to me. Down the street. And he stops over all the time. My mom, like my parents, like randomly stop over at my house. And I'm like, fuck. And as soon as I see them pull in, I'm like, oh my God, I have to clean real quick.
And then you turn around and you look at how you're living. You're like, oh, we got to tidy up.
Oh my God, I feel like.
Oh my God, that dead body in the corner is going to be a giveaway.
Fortunately, yes. I don't have to deal with that.
I've never been like that.
Well,
I've always been clean
mom
and very tidy until... Oh, thank God.
I love it, mom says.
Somebody called
it. It wasn't that there wasn't something untidy. It's that you get proper warning.
Oh, no, I get proper warning.
Yeah.
But there really is... I don't have that.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm
Since
the OCD
we had
person.
Palmer, it has been... Shit has gone downhill. Wait. Because I just don't... I'm, like, tired and doing other things. And I'm like, if a cup... Or now 18 or in the sink. I'm just over it.
No, they're
I'm
soaking.
Over it.
They're soaking.
I saw
right.
that.
Look, Madge, I'm soaking in it.
There's,
but I have a feeling that in that case, your mom is probably. Oh, I remember doing that with Katie. I'm sure your mom is in the same boat.
Well, I hope to God, because I feel like a slob. We always say the roll-offs, which doesn't make any sense, but it's that show on TLC with the midgets. They can't keep their house clean because
say
they're
yes
so
to the
small.
Dress.
And then their
yes,
house
the little
is
dress.
A fucking mess.
Yeah.
The mini dress.
Never mind. Never mind.
Can I ask you a would you rather?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, would you rather.
Is this our follow-up?
I have a couple.
Hey, by the way, bitches, want me to go to my car and get the game that you asked me to bring?
Not yet.
Would you rather?
No.
Oh, no. She's got would
I have
you
it
rather questions.
Well, I'm just letting you know
so
that I brought the game.
All right.
Okay.
A couple. And this is quite personal to me. Whatever. Would you rather your daughter have no friends or your daughter was a slut?
She's no.
Is it too late for the abortion?
Yeah, because these pictures indicate she's like, you know, middle school,
wow.
high school. And the slut is hot on here. I'm just going to, I mean, I know she's like a teenager. That's why.
I'd rather know
sexy.
That she was getting around and making friends and using a condom.
God, I feel like I would rather, it sucks, but I would rather Palmer have no friends. Because the no friends girls end up being like successful and fabulous.
Actually,
the
bullshit.
Sluts are.
I think the no,
have the no friends. I think the no friends people end up being strippers.
Whores
no,
ever.
I don't. I disagree.
Oh, yeah.
A
yeah.
lot of the girls at my high school that were nerdy girls are now all
yeah.
like
Call
doing
them
really well
by name.
And having great lives.
But they have uh-huh. secrets. secret friends. Like, I get you. I no.
And the the slutty girls in high school had started having babies at age 17.
I've done the no friends thing, and I think slutty would be better.
At age 17? Okay. Who cares?
Coming from there,
can we take slutty or popular? I mean, is there a varying?
They're not cheerleader.
Not really.
All these things. Are mean
we
the
grading
same thing.
On a curve?
Oh, it's exactly the same thing.
Are we grading on a curve? Yeah. I wasn't sure.
No, I have to like I did a stint as the no friends girl in high school, and it's not pretty. It leads to like HBO.
Oh, so you're the same girl?
Yeah, same girl.
Shame song. Okay, if you were getting cornered and there was absolutely no escape, would you rather?
Oh, I had a weird dream about that the other night.
Why? Go suicide and have a 50-50 chance of going to heaven, or get eaten alive by zombies and have a 100% chance of going to heaven?
Oh, obviously you're going to take the zombie option on this one.
I don't think so. No, I don't want to be eaten by zombies. No. I'm going to blow my brains out.
I don't really care about heaven. I'm going suicide. Yeah. I do. My worst fear
is zombies.
Based on 70s
horror movies.
I thought
for sure I would
roaches.
Bond with you with the zombie
thing.
Clayton
and I would be on the
we're protecting from the zombie.
Yeah, we do not want zombie attack.
Time the fuck out. You and I are on the same page.
You don't know what page we're on.
No, but my thing is, and it's those 70s horror movies that usually starred Marjo Gortney. I can't remember his name. But it was always like ants or roaches or like there was always something that sounded like
he's gonna get you.
Oh, that's the promo of every movie.
And Joan Collins was always like this in the promo ad. But they were always always being eaten from the legs up, and my worst fear is to be alive and know that something is eating me.
I thought you were going
to
say your worst fear was having your legs up. That was what I thought was going to come.
I had a dream.
A dream about you, baby.
No, but the thought of, and then now that I watch it every week on
American
Walking
Horror Story?
Dead.
Yeah.
I can't pick a name.
I'm so terrified.
Of zombies.
Yeah. Of being eaten, like being aware. Like, if you're going to eat me, go for that. Like, I'll just point to where you should bite me first.
Thank you.
Me.
And also, tell me where that should be. From all of your years at the restaurant.
Can I interject for a second? Was the phrase, if you're going to eat me, thank you very much.
I like
Studio
it.
Studio A.
Yes. She's good. She's on point.
Oh, wait. Where's he needs a boyfriend?
Oh,
there he is. You're cute.
Hey,
oh, my God. You may have a boyfriend in this
Does
studio.
Does he drive to work?
I don't know.
It's all I need to
Best
know.
Best
question ever. If you're ever in a situation, you just ask somebody, do you drive to work? You find out that they have a car, a driver's license, and a job, and it seems like conversation. It's bitchy and it's nasty, but it works.
You drive to work, sir or ma'am? Yeah. Oh.
What if someone asked you that? Do you drive to work?
We can't see the glass. We don't know.
What if someone asked you, do you drive to work?
Yes.
You do drive?
That's the only place I drive the car is to work.
All right.
That's it.
I thought you were like carpooling. Every time you say you're in a car, I feel like
you're
carpooling.
No, he keeps threatening to get rid of the car, but he realizes because he doesn't want to bitch like Joe did for 6 months.
Yes. The first cautionary tale was listen to this bitch complain and piss and moan for 6 months.
Well, and if Joe can't light rail for a living, then I feel like
Joe loves more than I love
light
Crown
rail.
Royal.
So much, and
that's a loss.
And if Joe can't do it, I honestly I don't think it's for anyone except for maybe homeless people.
And I always say, "Oh, I can do it." And then remember I did that little tour of all around Phoenix on my bike last week, and I'm like, "Oh, come on!"
Yeah,
and it wasn't even warm.
And I could happily stay sober, I don't really. This is delicious. All right, would you rather?
Would you rather go? Sorry. Would you rather go way back in time and meet your ancestors, like pre-1800s?
Why do I want to be white trash?
Or go way into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Well, first of all, we got no chance of grandchildren ever happening.
Okay, it was hypothetically.
Future.
Yeah.
I want to see what this turns into.
Okay.
What the fat blob evolves into.
I think that would be kind of difficult for me because I'm so interested in and I don't do like Ancestry.com and I don't follow and figure a lot of stuff out, but I've heard a lot of stories and I know a lot of history about my family and things that they did. It would be interesting for me to go back and be able to see how we got from point A to point B. Like my mom's father literally lived in the plains of Wyoming in a tar paper shack.
And that's cool.
And like no bigger than this room.
Right.
And he had six.
And that's as close as I want to get to a tar paper shack as you're saying the word.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I I've heard the stories,
yeah.
And I understand what he lived through. Like, he used to, they lived, I think, 6 miles from the Canadian border, and he used to, I think, every 2 weeks would have to ride a horse in whatever weather to Canada, because it was the closest general store, to buy whatever
they
needed.
That's crazy.
So I would, is there a time limit on how long I can stay there?
Yeah. Before I have to find out what indoor plumbing is all about,
right.
I would just say to you that you know these stories because of oral histories, which you know I'm the biggest fan of, but the future you don't know.
No, true. But
so
I would love
that to me is like, there's no way to know.
I would love to go back and experience some of that, but I agree with Al, though. I think it would be very curious. I mean, as much as we realize technology is spinning out of control now, and so much, I mean, you hold the whole world in your hand with a phone. So it would be would be cool.
The phone.
What'd I say?
My bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't know about a phone?
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So I agree. 30, 40, 50 years, 100 years from now, it would be very cool to see where we are. Because at that point, Q Talk America will be on the air for at least 10 or 15 years.
I would rather go back in time for sure. More than the future. Because, I mean, I feel like...
But don't you want to see where Parker is and what, like...
It's Palmer, but I... Close.
I went with Rosie O'Donnell's child's name.
It's very close.
My bad.
I really, really wanted to go back and rename her Parker.
I don't know her name in my defense.
Marcia.
Sorry. But I think I will... my spirit will stay on.
That's terrible. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's good.
That was the worst ever.
And I actually wanted to go back and rename her Parker, if that counts. But I feel my spirit will stay on and will watch over...
What's the next one going to be named?
Parker, I hope.
Is it a boy?
That way, when you listen back to this, it'll sound prescient.
I just asked her if it was a boy. She doesn't even have one yet.
What do you think about the name Brecken? We'll have to go over this when I'm actually pregnant.
Brecken?
Yeah. Finley.
Oh. Finley? Well, that was Finley.
I like Finley.
Sounds like a T.
I like Finley better than
Brecken's Parker. Totally made up. Brecken is completely made up, and Kelly loves it.
Well,
I like Finley.
There's a ridge named after him.
Yeah,
that's
what
I was thinking, too.
Yep. But anyway, we'll come back
bareback,
to this.
As long as we're just going with words.
Just words.
What did you say?
I'm with Kelly.
Yeah,
Brecken. Brecken. You like Brecken?
Did you interject something? I don't know.
Who gives shit? What's the car?
Forensic science.
Forenza. That was my cousin's car, by the way.
Yeah.
Frenesia. Franzia.
Franzia. That's a shitty wine. That's a shitty wine.
I actually was, when the 2.5 minutes that I was actually in the Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, whatever the fuck they were back
I'm
in
rounding
the,
up.
Back in the 70s, I actually went to school with a kid. His name was Brecken.
Oh, really?
Brecken White was his name.
Brecken, okay. Brecken Meyer. Brecken Meyer is an actor.
I don't know why you're making...
Brecken White,
his name
for real?
His name was Brecken White.
It's like Ebony and Ivory with a speech impediment.
His mama's name was Robin White.
My TV's Brecken White. Oh,
yeah. I never heard it like that.
I did not think that either. When you said that is not what I thought.
Yeah, it's just sort of like looking for La Cienega. Shut up. I'll tell you the story about La Cienega later. No, but my favorite thing. This is the stupidest things I remember. They owned at the time. They owned a car wash system, and they were manufactured in my hometown, and they went national.
Yeah.
And when I moved here, I was so excited because there used to be one at I-10 and Elliott, and I used to drive from Central Phoenix out there just so I could go to their car wash
because Brecken White's
my
family.
Den mother was Brecken White's parents, and they owned these car washes.
It's so funny Brecken that you White. Thought of Brecken White.
Brecken White is his name.
It sounds very inclusive.
Well, there is. There's Brecken White.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn the speech impediment. God damn it. That's horrible.
Okay, here's one.
Thank God this is almost over.
Yeah,
cheese and rice.
Wait, Marnie, future or past?
Which part?
Who do you want to meet? The people from your future in AA or your past?
You said in AA.
Nay, right, exactly. I was talking about horses.
You want to go back to where your great grandparents were, or do you want to see where
your great grandchildren?
If you were to have them, would you rather go to the future or go to the past?
I would always go to the past.
Mm.
Yeah, I would too. I think it's exciting.
So I was the only future girl.
Though I appreciate the future. I agree. I would like to see more of where I came from.
I think plumbing is going to get better and better. It's like the chances of me shitting in the woods get less and less as we go further in the future.
I don't envision you ever shitting in the woods.
I don't either.
You would just hold it.
Even in the zombie apocalypse.
But I will tell you this.
There's a bathroom in that house. There may not be food or electricity, but there's a flushing
I will
toilet.
Share this with you. Now that I have that full fucking privacy into my backyard, I am saving water right and left. Because it's wonderful to just take a leak in your backyard.
Okay, that's not what I was going with that.
I will tell you. That. Well, how else would you save water?
Oh, I guess that's true. Okay. I thought you were saving water for the zombie apocalypse and I was getting excited.
I don't worry about the zombies.
I have to interject, but I'll pull out before I finish. That should have been the phrase. I'll pull out. They came
or eat me. She liked eat me earlier.
Oh, yeah. No, it's how you eat me. Okay. They came to work on my bathroom window yesterday, and then they put bars on my bathroom window today. I only have one bathroom, and I've been eating Mexican food all weekend. So I've been like, can you just step away and fix a different window? Oh, yeah. It's been that kind of day. She's drunker.
Thank you for telling us that.
I wasn't good.
But
I wasn't
it's the dilemma of one bathroom, and they're working on it as you're like, sir or ma'am.
Sir, I'm going to need you to work on the front window for about the next 10-15 minutes. Come back.
Got a purse spray that's going to make it all better. And you're fixing the window so you know it's open.
There's that.
And then he kept jumping in and out of the window. All right, more. I like these.
Would you rather work as a cashier for the rest of your life or be a prostitute for only 5 years?
Wait,
old am I in these?
Go from now.
In these United States.
All right, so I'm a sad prostitute. I'm a sad cashier, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure sad cashier.
I think sad prostitute. I'm just going. I'm going to make a lot more money.
No,
also.
Wait. No, do we get? I think there's always a what if in this. Now, what kind of prostitute are you?
A sexy one, I hope.
No, but is it a prostitute? Is it a
making
is,
money?
No, but wait, is it a prostitute that, like, you just take in calls or you hustle in the street?
Well, is this bitch.
No, that's true. That's a true story.
Are you a booked woman?
All right. In this picture.
Save it.
In this picture, this woman is like street walking. I'm thinking escort. Yes.
All right.
She have good shoes.
I'm gonna interject one thing.
She has good leggings.
Even at this age, if you're paying, I'm gonna do some shit you never thought of before.
Yeah.
Cashiering. We're at minimum wage, which is what, like less than $9.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to be a prostitute.
I think
Fair.
Prostitution.
Yeah.
Yep, up with prostitution.
Because I'm thinking...
up with people.
Yeah. Even at this weight, I can get you to like $50 for what I'm willing to do. Gentlemen in Studio A, are you listening?
You take Visa,
first
MasterCard.
First time's free.
He needs he does need a new television.
He needs a new television. Very good. Exactly. We're just trying to build a bridge to a new Samsung.
I don't need a new car, though.
No.
Would you rather have an excellent relationship but terrible sex... or an horrible relationship with incredible sex?
Oh, I've had both. All right.
I think I've had both. Who's texting me?
Marnie.
No. No, it's Rainbow Cab, but I'm telling her to hurry.
Yeah. Stat.
Yeah. I think I've had both as well.
We can finish the next 5 minutes on that one. That's
we only
a,
got
that's
three.
A good question.
That's a good one.
We got 3 minutes actually. Eat more frosting.
I think that
she's drunk, but she makes a mean
cake.
Well,
was sober when she made the cake.
Christ.
I feel like a good relationship, you can really work on the sex, but like people don't change.
Well, you've already said all you gotta do is pull the covers over your head and you're so willing to go at it. So
yeah, that's true.
And it may
and
or may not.
That's why people are watching me. I can make it happen, really, really make it happen without any cameras in the room.
SeanCody.com. I'll get you there.
I would go with excellent relationship, bad sex.
I would too.
Wow.
I would too.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I would too.
Heartbeat or less. Well, true confession.
Heartbeat or less.
Especially to the guy behind me who's kind of cute. I'm really bad in bed.
Oh, shit.
You just lay there like New Jersey?
At least you're being open.
After Sandy.
Not even New Jersey's more interesting than I am. Like, because I find all the noises funny, and I giggle through the whole thing, and I kind of make fun of you, and I don't stop talking. And I like
just
to
like
sing
you
a
being
song.
On this show.
Right. The only
so
thing,
we've just determined that this show is just like having sex with Al.
Or watching Dexter. The only difference is that you've got something inside of me that I may or may not enjoy. Like, that really is where we...
Wow. We have learned so much on this episode of the show with Clayton McKee on this alleged night. Okay, well, I'm going to play the outro music.
I think that's probably a good idea.
I know it's a good idea.
It's not like it's a surprise to anybody who slept with me. They're like, yeah, you're not that good at this.
Okay, it's the end of hour three. You've suffered through yet another Tuesday night. It's the show. We are... I think we're just going to close up the open house and clean up what we can and try to get out alive. Try to get out alive. It's been an exciting evening.
The cake is kicking ass. Oops. That is delicious.
By the way, is that not delightful?
Delicious. Delightful.
Do be sure to enjoy our show online and next Tuesday night. Yeah, just hush. Anyway, it's the show. We're here every Tuesday. It's Q Talk America. You can catch us on YouTube. Download us live whenever I choose to load up the show. Otherwise, what I'd like to say is what we do every Tuesday is we will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.